I'm starting with the Mishnah and Kedushin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Going on to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. That's on page number one of the Maamar Kamos. It's a very well-known Mishnah. Kol mitzvah sheituya ba'aretz eina noheges ela ba'aretz. A mitzvah that depends upon the karka of Eretz Yisrael, that mitzvah has relevance dafka in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara will discuss this in a moment. B'sheina tluya ba'aretz, a mitzvah that's not seemingly a chovas karka, that's how the Gemara interprets this expression. It doesn't depend upon Eretz Yisrael. Noheges bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. So the Mishnah is telling us a very fundamental principle that anything that's a chovas karka is operative dafka in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not a chovas karka, the Gemara will interpret that to mean it's a chovas aguf. It's a item that devolves upon the individual, a chovas gabra, that he's obligated to do, which we'll see. Rashi gives a number of examples. So the Mishnah says that's no igbein ba'aretz ben b'chutzaretz. There's no distinction between Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael. However, there are several exceptions. The Mishnah writes, chutz min ha'orla v'hakilayim. These are two examples of items, as Rashi explains, on top of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Sha'abli v'shetuyos ba'aretz, even though clearly orla, which is the parsha in Chumash, v'chisavo el ha'aretz. The Torah is rather straightforward regarding orla, the first 3 years. And the Torah says, "Unetatem koleitz machol." The obligation to plant an Eretz Yisrael. Varaltim or losu as pirio. Shaloshanim yelochem arielim lo yochel. Ubashanah harviyis yekol pirio kodesh hilulim Hashem. That's the fourth year, which has a din neter avai, a din of maisesheni. It's brought to Yerushalayim. So Rashi says here that Orla, even though it's totally Eretz Yisrael, no agimah b'chutzaretz. Why? Says Rashi, Orla is halacha l'vashem Sinai. That's the Gemara here in Kedushin on Lamed Chesem Beis. Va'kalayim idivrei sofrim. And kalayim, the Rabbanon, that Chazal, when misakein, the din of kalayim, midi Rabbanon, in chutzar, it's also the Gemara on Lamed Chesem Beis. The Mishnah is, Rabbalaza Omer, afe chodosh. What Rabbi Munis refers to, the Gemara has a discussion about Chadosh. Chadosh, of course, refers to Tzua, the Pasuk Chumash in Emor. V'lechem v'koli v'chaymer lo sochlu ad etzem ayom hazeh, ad aviyachem is korban alokeichem, chu kasolum v'doroseichem, v'chol shmosh v'oseichem. The Gemara here has a machlokes regarding Rabbi Loz's position. When he says, afe Chadosh, he added to the two items already mentioned in the Mishnah that seemingly are Yotzim in HaKlal, Orlam in HaKalayim, he adds Chodosh. Question is whether he's Machmir or he's Meiko, and that's a question that the Gemara raises. So let's just read the first part of the Gemara, and more or less we summarized it when we read the Mishnah. My Tluya, my Sheina Tluya. What does it mean? Something that's totally in Eretz Yisrael, something that's not totally in Eretz Yisrael. Ilema Tluya, the Gemara has a fascinating suggestion that the Torah clearly has stated in a number of situations that a particular mitzvah is contingent, is dependent upon Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, perhaps Tluya means Dechsib Babia, that the language of Kisavo or Kiviyacha, which is quite common in Chumash, so that language would reflect a fact, a mitzvah HaTluya Baretz. B'she'ena Tluya, what's called Eina Tluya Baretz? The Dechsib Babia, where this language of coming into Eretz Yisrael and any of its variations, so that language is not found. So that's called a mitzvah shein tluya ba'aretz. The Gemara said, but that's not true. Vayitzvilin upetach hamor. You have two mitzvahs that clearly, offhand, have no connection to chovas karka, but they are clearly chovas gabra. Tfilin, Rashi explains that the pasuk indicates in both respect to tfilin and petach hamor. Voya kiviyacha, in the parsha of Kaddishli that we say every morning, when you put on tefillin, the Parshin Bo. So there you have a mention of tefillin and a mention of Petach Amor, and there the introduction to that Parsha is Vayki V'Yachol. So therefore, clearly the language of Bia is found over there, and that obviously tefillin, of course, is universally applicable. V'Nagi Be'Maritz Be'Mechutz Laretz. So therefore, the Gemara now reformulates what the Mishnah means. Om Rav Yehuda Hachi Kama Kol Mitzvah Shichah V'Saguf. As I mentioned at the outset, if it's a obligation devolving upon the Gabra, Noheges Ben Baaretz Ben Mechutz Laretz. Chovas Karka, and a Noheges El Baaretz. If it's a Chovas Karka, then obviously the Mechayiv of that is Dafka Eretz Yisrael. Now here there are two or three very striking Rashis that need a lot of Parshanut, a lot of interpretation. First Rashi comments, Noagim Ben Baaretz Ben Mechutz Laretz, Tfilin. Ashkam Hamaduchtin, Brabodon Amaroi, the bubble, the manchit filler. Rashi somehow feels constrained to tell you that there were Amaroim in Babel that put on tefillin. How dumb I said. What a Rashi. What was that? Exactly. And what does Rashi want? And why did Rashi Bechlau feel constrained to issue this kind of a statement? A remarkable, mind boggling statement. We find in Kamaduchtin, Rabbanan Amaroi, they put on tefillin. Will they ploy? I'm not going to focus on that Rashi. I have interpretation of the Rashi, which is a little bit out there. So that's what I'm not going to share with you. I'm more interested right now in the second Rashi that follows upon the heels of this, and the third Rashi. Rashi now distinguishes between Chobes Aguf and Chobes Karka. Chobes Aguf, we said, is that Rashi points out, Hainu Eino Tluya Ba'aretz, Eino Muteles Lo Ala Karka, V'lo Gidulav. Neither is it a function of the real estate of Eretz Yisrael or the gidulim that come from that karka, that which grows from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Ela, al-guva shalada. These are classic Chovas Gabra. And Rashi gives a number of examples. He's going to give many examples. Shabbos. Chovas Gabra, the Torah says that one is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Lo sase ko malacha. Next, tefillin. That's clearly an obligation. Is clearly something that the Torah warns the individual that don't become ensnared so many times, especially in Sefer Dvarim that we are reading, don't become ensnared with Avodah Zarah, with any kind of idolatry or idolatrous behavior. Petach Amor Tif Debiseh Yiblo Siteh V'arav Tov Chavis Gabra Mila Mayam Hashmina Yimol Basar Aloso. Arayis. Rashi tells you the Isurim of Arayis v'chayot sebem. So those are considered to be Chobas Aguf. Now comes Chobas Karka. And here the Rashi is one of the most striking Rashis in this daf. Rashi decided to provide a litany of examples of Chobas Karka. And of course what's significant is that which is included, and equally significant that which is not included. So Rashi says here, Chovas Karka, Shemutelas Al Karka, O Gidula. And then Rashi begins to lay out for us, to delineate the items that are relevant. Kigon Trumos V'Maisos. So that we understand, the Mechayiv of Trumos V'Maisos, clearly the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. Chala. Chala is a good example, where the Torah has in Parsha Shlach, actually there are two references to Chala in Chumash. What is in the Techocha, where the Torah says that there it speaks V'hoya Ba'cholchem Yilechem Ha'aretz, and let's start with Shlach actually, Tarim Utum Al Hashem. So there the Torah speaks about the obligation that devolves upon the individual who is involved in Afiyah to be Mafrish Chala. Chala is called Truma, so it's under really the rubric of Truma, but it has its own independent status as well. And then Rashi gives three other examples that are obviously three in terms of Matasanim. Lekha Shichu Peya, that's obviously Chavas Karka. Lekha Ketzir Chalo Salakeid. And the Tosik says, when you're gathering the Omev, Shachachta Omev Asode, Le Soshu Lekachto, Lagia Le Yosel Ono Yiye. And the obligation of Peya, Ufaas Kodcho, the Torah says that you have to be careful, leave the Peya of the Sode. And then Rashi adds at the end, four more items. Shvius, Shmita, which is clearly a Chovas Karka. Chodosh, that's the pasuk I mentioned earlier. V'lechem v'kali v'charim v'losokho, etzem ayom hazeh. And then Rashi ends by mentioning Orla and Kalayim. So Orla and Kalayim, we saw earlier in the Mishnah with reference to Chavos Karka. Now I just want to show, let's start with the Rambam, and maybe we'll begin our examination on page 3. Page 3, the Rambam, also very well-known Rambam. The Rambam says in the Perek, first Perek, Halacha Aleph, Hatrumas v'amaisos ein ano gimel haTorah ela beis Yisrael. Hatrumas v'amaiser, as Rashi indicated here, he says, at a daraisa level, is only nohug in Eretz Yisrael, beim ifnei habayit, whether during the time of the Mikdash, ben shelo ifnei habayit, is not during the time of the Mikdash. Unavim iskinu shinogim afil be'eretz Shinar, meishi smuch al Eretz Yisrael. V'rov Yisrael hochim b'shov in shom. So we have arotzas asmuchos, b'drabonon, have a din of Eretz Yisrael, l'gabei tumas v'maisos. V'achacham arishonim iskinu shinogos av b'eretz Mitzrayim, u'b'eretz Amon u'morab, meishahem svivos Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam speaks about smuchos and svivos. That's not my topic right now, but that's a very important topic. So what's the source for this? So right away, Mefarshim point out, the source is the Gemara in Kedushin. And the Mishnah said that you have Chovos Karka and Eretz Yisrael, so Trumas HaMaisos is a mitzvah, Hatluya Ba'aretz, and that's the source for this statement in the Rambam. Then the Rambam goes on, Halacha Beis, to define the parameters of Eretz Yisrael. That's also significant in and of itself, and needs clearly a lot of separate treatment. Now take a look now at Hilchos Bikurim, which is page number 4. Here the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, notes the following. The obligation to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, which is a parasha at the beginning of Kisavo, Mitzvah Saseh Lohavi Bikurim the Mikdash, Venom Nogim El B'Fnei Abayis, is also a mitzvah which is clearly B'Zman HaMikdash, U'Be'eretz Yisrael B'Lvad She'Nemar, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. Now the Rambam could have cited the pasuk in the very beginning of Kisavo, V'Hoyo Kisavo El Ha'aretz, Asher Hashem Elokecha Vosil Lecho Nachala, V'Rishta V'Yashavta Bo, V'Lo Kachto Mereshis Kol Pri Adama Asher Tovi Mi'Artzecha, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosei Loch V'Samto V'Atene, V'Alachto Al Amokam Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha L'Shaken Shmo Shom, And Uvasi al Akoyin Asheyeh Bayom Maim Yamar Teilov Higanti Ayom Hashem Elokech Kivasi al Oretz Hashenish Hashem Avosein Losis Lonim. The Rambam does not cite that, and this also needs attention, which I'm not focusing on now because it's not a Shira Bikurim. But the Rambam quotes a pasuk that's at the end of the parsha. Reishis Bikurim Amoscha Tovi B'Hashem Elokecha. As a matter of fact, it's not even found in that parsha. It's found in Mishpatim. This is among the three pesukim the Torah mentions. Three times, Yisrachilo, Yisrano, Yisrobishol. Why the Rambam have to Mimercha Tavi Lachma? He could have gone to the beginning of Parshat Kisavo, where the Torah is very clearly stating, V'hoyo Kisavo El Ha'aretz. So exactly the Gemara talked about, the idea of Bia. But what's fascinating is that the Rambam writes here clearly that Ein Abikurin Nohagim Ela B'fnei Habayis, and only Eretz Yisrael. And the obvious question is, why did the Rambam feel constrained to cite a pasuk, a strange pasuk, as I said, in some respects? There's no need for a pasuk. It's clear that Bikurim is a mitzvah tluya b'Eretz Yisrael. As I mentioned, the whole parsha of Kisavo, which is the articulation of this mitzvah Bikurim, the first fruit that a person brings to Eretz Yisrael, is very clear and very transparent. And that's included in the Mishnah here called mitzvah tluya b'Eretz and anah gosel b'Eretz Yisrael. So this kasha is a famous kasha, and it's a kasha which is, I saw actually in the Sefer HaMikno, over here on Kedushin, on this Mishnah Lamevav, he is concerned about the fact that the Rashi, on Daf Lamezayinam et al, when Rashi lists the items of Chovas Karka, so Rashi does not list Bikurim. And this is something which is incredibly striking. Bikurim is certainly a mitzvah to Yabaretz. It belongs among the litany of items mentioned by Rashi. Rashi does mention Challah, but he does not mention Bikurim. So this kashya is yes by Tesim Barbasa on the last page of this handout, page 13. Tesim Barbasa Pe Aleph, also one of the most famous Tesim in Shas. It says, Ahu Limutei Chutzaretz, Lochinam Midorish, the Perek Reishis Hagez. The Gemara in Chulin darshens this very clearly. The Gemara there says, as Rashi Tosis quotes it, Artzecha Limute Chutzaretz. Pasuk says, the very beginning, Asher Tavi Mi Artzecha. So here, Tosis quotes the Gemara Chulin and does not cite what the Rambam cited, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. And even that Raya is not necessarily 100% conclusive. Namely, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha. Maybe I own property in Teaneck, New Jersey. So that's also Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha. Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. Or I own property in Chicago, or in Australia, or in Kalamazoo, or in Hong Kong. It would have been far better to quote the Pasuk Gemara quotes in Chulin. Gemara Chulin is very explicit. That's the Pasuk, the Gemara quotes in Chulin. And the Rambam feels somehow constrained not to quote that Pasuk. Anyway, that's not my interest right this moment. But Tosis goes ahead with Tema. Amai Yitzrich Miuta. This is the kasha that I just mentioned. Why the necessity bichlal for a miut artzecha to tell you that chutzaretz is not obligated in bikurim? Omar besoper kamadik dushim kol mitzvah shituya baaretz and onagas ala baaretz. It's a clear mishnah mefureshet, and bikurim obviously fits into that category. It's a mitzvah tuya baaretz. Why bichlal the need for a pasuk? By the way, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim.
This pasuk,
a bichlal, I would say. The question is even bichlal. Why is there a need for a pasuk when it's a mitzvah tzuya ba'aretz classic, and there's no distinction between this and all the other items mentioned here in the Mishnah Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Beis. Interesting, I saw last night that the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, but I don't know if I xeroxed that Rambam in Perek Hey. There's a Rambam that deals with also the mitzvah of challah. Yes, it is. On page number 6, just for a second, the Rambam here also cites a pasuk with reference to the mitzvah of challah. You see in Halacha Hey, Perakei Halacha Hey, he tells you the dinim of challah in Hilchos Bikurim, in Perakei. And there in Halacha Hey, he says, Ein chayavim bechallah min ha-Torah, ela be'eretzel bilvat, shenemba, v'hoya ba'acholchim v'lechem ba'aretz, tarim u'tum al Hashem. That's the parsha in Shlach. Uvizman shekol Yisrael shom. This is also another famous din. Shenem abevachem bias kulchem, v'lo bias miktoschem. That's the mechayev of challah bias kulchem. Leviko challah bezman hazeh afilu be'ezra beretz Yisrael elam adireyim kol shaviyanu betruma. Today challah, of course, is only a din drabon. So it's interesting that the Rambam brings as a proof that it's nohug in Eretz Yisrael the pasuk ba'ayi ba'cholchem milechem ha'aretz. And Tosis here also in Kedushin, if you look in the Tosis on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Tosis v'amaschil kol mitzvahs. So I don't know if you saw that Tosis. So there Tosis also has a lengthy discussion also regarding challah. But essentially, it's clear that challah is among the mitzvahs of Baaretz. But the problem is Bikurim. That's back to Tosis Bava Basra, page 13. Why exactly Bikurim? Why he needs a pasuk? That it's only Nogin Eretz Yisrael, it's clearly a mitzvah hatoya baretz. And we have the Gemara's drasha, me'artzecha, lemuti chutzaretz. So now comes Tosis with a very striking teretz. There actually are several tirutzim in Tosis. So then first Tosis makes the following suggestion. V'yesh Meforshim, I'm in Barbasa, Pe'alam, page 13. V'yesh Meforshim, line number 2 of the wide line. Meshum debikurim iskeshu lebasa v'cholach. That's the pasuk that the Rambam cites. Namely, the pasuk in Mishpatim, "Tichsiv Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecha." The Torah legislates the mitzvah Bikurim, and then the pasuk continues, "Lo Sivash Gli Bechalei Bimo." So we have a hekesh. There are two different items that are contrasted, that are compared in the pasuk. One is the iser of bishul basa v'chalam, the other is the mitzvah Bikurim. Uve Mechilta Behedya Makishu. Mechilta has a hekesh. V'solka Daitach Shu Nog Yerab Bechutzaretz. Because Bishol Basa V'Cholav is Nog in Chutz La'aretz, and Ein Hekesh L'Mechsa, Klal Gadol Kol Hashas. Therefore, when we make a Hekesh, it's across the board, and therefore, I would have thought that Bikurim should therefore apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. Kimo Basa V'Cholav. That's Teretz number one that Tosis suggests, based on the Mechilta. There's a second teretz that Taisa brings in the name of the Rashba.
The rules that Tolui Ba'aretz inherently is not enough to break this? It's something which is, basically what I'm saying. It's the same thing. It's something which is obviously agricultural related. So why is it hekesh to Basa B'chala will take it out of that category of agricultural?
I mean, you're asking how do you deal with conflicting...
It's rules, exactly. Yeah. It's conflicting rules within the learning of the...
Okay.
So why is this over trumping that?
It doesn't. It's a habamir.
Right, it's a habamir. That's correct. But you're right. There are here conflicting the Siddharatim. That's what you see over here. But the second teretz is a more famous teretz, the teretz of the Rashba. This Mechilta also needs... What?
Why does the Hekesh go the other way?
Okay, so the truth is, it goes in both directions. Ein Hekesh Shemechsa is in Shnei HaTzadim, in either direction. That's a klal. Even though that klal is not an ironclad klal, even that klal has exceptions to the rule. But you're right, Shnei HaTzadim, in either direction. Okay, but at this teretz, I tell you the truth, is not the major teretz that Rishona bring. Rishona bring the second teretz of the Rashba, and take a look at this teretz of the Rashba, which is the one I want to talk about. Well, the Rashba Nira, this is a brisket teretz, one of the most famous brisket terutzim that I found. The Rishonim also, even though they didn't come from brisk per se, but they knew how to learn. Anyway, so it says the Rashba...
Early
brisk, the forerunners of brisk.
Forerunners.
Well, the Rashba Nira, Dolchshivi Bikurim Mitzvah Tzuyah Baretz. Rashba makes a very, very fundamental distinction between the mitzvah tzuyas baretz that I mentioned by Rashi, the number of them, and bikurim, the lodami litruma umayse v'chala. There's a fundamental distinction. The hasam guf haperos mechuyavim bitruma, the tevel ninu v'asurim v'achila. All these other items that the Tesis mentioned, truma, maise, chala, have a din tevel. Tevel means before. The item is tithed before I mafish truma, before I give meiser, before I mafish chala. It's also tevel, of course, as you know, is a composite of tov lo, or lo tov, putting it in our straightforward Hebrew. And therefore, if you're not mafish, it's also ba'achila ulekach chshuvin hein tluya baretz. Anything that's subject to tevel and Israel tevel, that's called a mitzvah tzuyas baretz. Avo bikurim ein achiyu tole beperos ela ba'odam. The ain ne'asorim ba'achila, avol b'shalohivshu and bikurim. In other words, Taisa says that there's no concept of tevel with reference to bikurim. Bikurim is purely a chavis aguf. It's an obligation for the person, the farmer, to bring bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. However, there's no din tevel. There are no iser that is chal on the item. And he writes explicitly a moment later, a few moments later, he says ve'ei midlo. Chiye truma meiser, lo chayv truma meiser, achi is mareach, b'kriy de meruach. There are two factors involved in truma meiser. One is habar shlish, the item has to grow 1/3 of its future potential development. Number two, you need gemar melacha. Gemar melacha is meruach, and your mishnayos have a field day, and gemaras all over Shas trying to figure out what the meruach for each particular item is. Meruach is wind shoveling, as they call it. So therefore, in the case of Tumas Maisis, Miruach is the Machayev, Muchach Shachiv Toli Beperos, Vishalo Higia, Adayin Zman Chiyuvim, Av Bikurim, Vadai Chavis Aguf Ninu. And Kiyavi the Zor, the Alfinim Minai Bikdushin, Shein Achiv Toli Beperos, Ela Ba'odam, Ba'afil Ba'odam Be'ilon, Mishayim. You don't have all these processes that are required in order to Machayev Tumas Maisis, namely, Miruach and the Zman of the Onas HaMaisvah Sabu HaShlish, that does not exist vis-a-vis Bikurim. Regarding Bikurim, the moment the item grows on the tree, and that way he quotes the Mishnah Bikurim, the famous Mishnah, that there's a chiyuv already to go and, in effect, you're going to take off Bikurim. And he quotes, I feel the Ba'edam Be'ilam Mishraya Kedestam Masechas Bikurim, Rashi quotes this in Chumash and Kisavo, Ketzim Afrishim Bikurim, Yoridom. The Toch Sadeu, Bero Atena Shabikra, the moment you see some new fruit, ripe fruit, Eshkol Shabikir, Kosho Begemi, Viomer, Harele Bikurim. So you identify it as Bikurim.
Why is the Kamakhsu
Kovasuk? I understand. Yes, I'm going to discuss this, obviously. Anyway, the Avogat Yemelo, Eno Chaya Lignos, Mikomakom Kovasagubnino, Kemoy Chavasitis. The Avogat Yemelo, Chaya Lignos, Talis, Shainlo, Choshev chayves haguf. That's the yadua, that as long as you wear a four-cornered garment, so then you're chayv in tzitzis. If you don't wear a four-cornered garment, there's no obligation to wear tzitzis. So if the Gemara says, menachis, be in the rizcha, then you're going to be in some hot water for not being putting yourself in a position where you're wearing a bag at a dal kanfer. So essentially what the Tesis, what the Rashba is suggesting, that there's no concept of tevel by Bikurim, and there he says that it's a chayvus haguf, and therefore that's different than trumas and vaisa v'chala, which essentially achal, there's an isur, that's chal in the peris before the hafrasha, and as a result, that's why it's called tevel, and that's why that's considered to be a chavas karka, as opposed to a chavas haguf. So now let's just perhaps, maybe then, before we begin to discuss this, the Rashi here, going back on Rashi, I'm coming to that, that's exactly what I'm about to ask. So what do we do with the Rashi here? The Rashi mentions Leket Shicha Upeya. Leket Shicha Upeya, there's no Tevel. Ain't no Tevelin. There also, the way the Torah presents it, that you're not allowed to be Kotzer, Pasot, Chalot Sikzor, and we mentioned V'Shachachtoi, V'Basodeh, Lo'Soshu, V'Kachtoi, they have a lav over there, and with reference to leket, the leket ketzir chaloi salaket, you have a number of lavim over here, leket shichu peya, it's a chayvus gavra. So according to that, the way the Rashba presents it, these items are not considered to be mitzvah satzuyas baretz. They would not be mitzvah satzuyas baretz. Of course, the question now is on Rashi. The Rashi decided to include them in chayvus karka, at least according to the Rashba's translation. He's obviously based on his understanding of what we're talking about. So this is a question on Rashi, but it's not really a question on Rashi. Clearly Rashi has a different understanding, but look, for example, in Matas Aniyim, there's another Rama. The Rama Matas Aniyim, in Perek Aleph, I think I did Xerox that. Let's see what page it should be on. Rama Matas Aniyim, page number 8. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalit. Yep. The Rama says here, the Rambam brings a mokar min haTorah, and this will also support the position that we just spoke about a second ago, because there's no Isra of Tevel, and therefore it's only a Chavis Gabra, and it's not called a Mitzvah Tzuyas Baretz. Let's look at the Rambam now on page number 8. Hilchos Matasim, Perakav, Halacha, the Rambam says, Yudalit. He writes, Kol Matasim, Ha'elu, Ein Anogos min haTorah, Elaber, Tzisil, Ketum, Tzumaisis. Hari Akosu Omer, Uvikutzuchem is Kitzir Arzuchem. Ki Sikto Kitzircha Bisodecha. Kwan is Borish Bigamar Shapea no Heges Vichutzars Midrabona Midrebeim. Via Royali, Shehuadin, the Shamatas Aniyim Elu, Shekulam Noagos Vichutzarets Midrebeim. So the Rambam here quotes a Pasuk. How do we know that it's only Nohug, Matas Aniyim, Minat Torah Beretz Israel? Quotes a Pasuk here. Uvikutzuchem. Es ketzir artzechem, and he also quotes a pasuk, ki sikzor es ketzircha bisodecha. All Matas Aniyim are only knowing the Rambam says here in Eretz Yisrael. So apparently, we have to assume that these mitzvahs are not considered to be mitzvahs atzuyas baretz, and that's why I need limudim yuchadim. I need a special limud to teach us lemayit she'enu nagos b'chutzaretz. Means they're not mitzvahs atzuyas baretz. Now, the difficulty, of course, with this is, there are several difficulties. One is that, I don't know, I think I did that also. One second. Let me just see if I, the Sefer HaChinuch, on page number 9, 10, and 11, I didn't Xerox the Minchas Chinuch. I just couldn't get it on the machine. I have too large. I should have bought the small Machon Yerushalayim Minchas Chinuch. I couldn't get it on the machine. I'm not good at these kinds of things. Anyway, so the Chinuch here in the Reish Yud Gimel, he writes regarding, it's on page number 11. Look on page number 11. This Chinuch was given to my parents by Harav Shevel, Zechatzal Debracha. He was Mesadik Kedushin by my parents, I don't know, 100 years ago. Anyway, so he put out the Sefer HaChinuch. I don't know if you have it, Rabbi Bernstein. You probably have the Rav Shevel's. He put out some of his farm, Rav Shevel. Rav Soloveitchik was maspid him in Moria in the 70s. He was Nifta. He was a Rav in Auburn, near where the five towns. Rabbi Dr. Feiner, you probably know that area. So he was a rub there before the five towns became, shall we say, famous, before it became so well known. So he was a rub there, he had a small shul, and he was the editor of Hadaram. I don't know if you're familiar with Hadaram, which was a very well-known, really, Lomdisha Yarchon that came out almost on a monthly basis. He wrote most of the articles. That's what Abba Shechter told me. He says he wrote under pen names because he was embarrassed that he couldn't get enough people to write Kedushei Torah. So he wrote most of them. He just wrote one after the next under different names. That's what he did. Abba Shechter told me he was a goyin. He said he was an absolute goyin, a goyin adin. I think you probably knew Abba Shechter, no? You knew of him. Then he put out with his most famous sefer, Rabbi Soloveitchik, when he was masped him, Maria, he said that even though he also said he was a goyin, he knew him, but the sefer he put out that was the best sefer was the Rabban al Torah, those two blue volumes. Yeah. Why? So the Rav said he'd been trying to read the Ramban for 50 years of his life in the Mikros Gedolos, the old Mikros Gedolos. He could not read the print. And finally, Rav Shavel was Meir Einayim, put out a Ramban in print that could be read, and now he actually understands what the Ramban is talking about. Kach shavati mipiv kotcha. I don't know, maybe it was half joking. What?
He was only talking about the layout.
Obviously
about
the layout.
He wasn't talking about his...
No, if you don't own the Mikros Gedolos, Rabbi Feinberg, you're too young. Baruch Hashem. No, I'm talking about the old Mikros Gedolos from 65 years ago. So my father had such a Mikros Gedolos. You can't read the print. It's not readable. It's not intelligible. I don't think in England they would publish such a sefer. It would not be proper. It would not be appropriate. Anyway, so this is Rav Shabel Sefer Achinuch. So you look in the item, which is number 5, near the... He put lines on it for people like me who don't have to read properly. V'noheges min ha-Torah b'schar min ha-Kebos b'en b'Yisrael b'en b'koyim b'levi u'berit Yisrael dafka u'bizman she Yisrael shom Bitumas of Maisus Gedasaram Zechon Lebracha, Shoma Kitumas of Maisus and Anogim Elaberet Baaretz, who was man she Yisrael Shom Dafka, Kumoshe Nichto Bias Hashem Say the Shoftim, Asay Vav, who with Rabon on Nohege Safil Bukhutzaretz. And then he has an additional element over here, but the Sefer Achinuch clearly indicates that Bizman Azeh, Lechat Shichon Peya, not Nohege Min HaTorah, like Tumas of Maisus, and that's the Rambam also. The Rambam is actually in the Perek Aleph HaChesrumas. I don't know if I have it here. It could be I don't. It's in the end. In the Perek Aleph HaChesrumas in Halach Chavav. I don't think I did that. But whatever the case is, the Minchas Chinuch actually, he asked the Kasha. I didn't Xerox it here, but I saw the Minchas Chinuch asked the Kasha. And this Chinuch that Trumas and Maisas Lechora are different. How does he compare? He compares the mitzvahs of Lechashich HaPeah to Tumas HaMaisis. What's the nature of this analogy? Yes, the Minchas Chinuch. Tumas HaMaisis is totally on the din of Bias Kulchem. Chala, it says, Bevo'achem. That's a pasuk. It's also Gemara in Kedusha. Correct? We learn a Tumas HaMaisis from the pasuk by Chala that says, Bevo'achem. But the Etzem Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was not Botel. Dusha Shnir, we paskin, Kitchel Shaita, Vikitchel Asadova. So why is it not Noig? B'manazim, and not Torah. That's a Kasha in Minchas Chinuch Es over here. There's a long arichas on this, and it could be that I saw this morning in Rav Chaim Halevi, so the Grach Halevi, maybe you can be yashiv it. Here's a Grach in Shmita V'Yevel. So he said that it could be the din of Bias Kulchem is not a halacha by itself, but it's a chisaron in the Kedusha Sa'aretz that's nogea to the mitzvah Satsuyas Ba'aretz. But it's not a separate din.
So it should affect everything.
Exactly. So therefore, the Chinuch is saying that since Lagat Shechel Pei has told the Bidusha Sa'aretz like Tumas HaMaisis, so with the Rabbanon, Bizman HaZeh, it's like Tumas HaMaisis. You have to somehow say a Svara along those lines. I mean, but it comes out that really, according to the Rambam, Lagat Shechel Pei had not told the Bidusha Sa'aretz Bichlal, which is against the Chinuch. And the truth is that the Rambam is Mashma, not like the Chinuch. That Rambam that we just read, that he says that called Matasaniyim, and Noeg Min HaTorah, Beretz Yisrael, and the Rambam doesn't say Dafka Bizman Abayis Arisha B'Tumas HaMaisis. No, he doesn't qualify it. The Rambam is sold same Mashma even Bizman Hazeh. It's Noeg Min HaTorah. That's the pashas of the reading of the Rambam. Even though the fact that the Rambam compares it to Trumos, that analogy is very troubling to me. And the Rambam later on in Hilchos Truma, in the end, I think in Halacha Vav, he says that you require Bias Kulchem in order to be Chayv B'Truma. And then he writes over there, Yeroli, who had the Mamaisos, Mashka dafka tumas umaisis have such a din, but not across the board. Okay, this needs a bit more fleshing out. I'm not sure exactly what to do with this, but I'm simply trying to show you that. And this is also one more question I want to ask on this Rashba over here, on this Rashba in Taisis and Barbasa and Pei Aleph, that what is the Rashba who now makes a chilah between whether Tevel is applicable or not applicable? So Tevel, which has application to Trumas Maisas, so that's a Chavis Karka. Anything that's not subject to Tevel, like Bikurim, is not called a Chavis Karka. That's a Chavis Haguf, the obligation to bring Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. So now what does he do with Kalayim? The Mishnah says here in Kedushin, Mishayna Tluya Baretz, no Heges, Bein Baretz, Bein Bechutz, Aretz, Chutz, Mi'or Lo Mikalayim. Zok Rashi, that even though it's Tali Baretz, it's not even Chutz Aretz. But according to the Rashba, Lich Ora, the Isra Kalayim should be a Mitzvah Shayna Tluya Baretz. There's no Isra on the Peros. There's no Din of Tevel. It's an Isra Gabra. The Torah says, the Gabra cannot be Zorah Kalayim, all kinds of Kalayim, but the Isra is an Isra Zriya. There's an Isra, I'm not allowed to plant Kalayim or to graft Kalayim, Mim Mishayno Mino. So, what in heaven's name, according to the Rashba, what is the Mishnah over here saying?
But it is Ishamna.
And therefore?
Therefore, maybe when he says that Ishamna really means to say is that Ishamna.
So, what Rabbi Yazgir is referring to, Lich Ora, is the halacha is, and this again, I think that the gather of the Isra of Kilayim is that, and maybe I want to interpret what you said, if I may, is that I should not be goreim, I shouldn't be the one responsible for creating a matzav where there's going to be a situation of Kilayim. And the proof for that is you're referring to Gemara Arashi and Chulin. There's Arashi and Chul, Kuf Tezvav. So that's what Rabbi Yazgir is referring to. So there, the Gemara dashes in the Pasuk, Lo Sochal Kol To Eba. So the Gemara says that, Kol sheti afti lecha. So that's the question. The Gemara asked the Kasha over there. Maybe Klai Zroim should also be asa mishum kol dover sheti afti lecha. Whatever Hashem finds to be mid to av, whatever he finds to be abominable, Rabbi Yazgir called it Isra Ano. So that also should become asur. So you see that in Isra Kalayim, that's what Rabbi Yazgir is saying. It's an Isra in the Chefza. It's aloch in the Chefza, not just simply in the Gabra. And Isra Azriya. That's Rabbi Yazgir is referring to that Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kufta. I think it's Kufta Zvav, if I'm not mistaken. Kol sheti afti lechom, it's aloch in the chefza. If you say it like that, okay, then we keep him yashiv. You hear the question though, on the Rashba. If the Rashba's, if his criteria is something that's subject to Tevel, not subject to Tevel, so Kalayim is not subject to Tevel. Okay, I mean, that's the question whether Klai Zroim is called a mitzvah hatluya ba'aret. There's a sefer which I don't have. So, till you bring the Bikurim, that's what Taisa referred to.
So that answers the question?
Yeah, so you have to say something along those lines. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure what the nature of the Easter is, what exactly, that's a good question. But I as I said, that I understand with reference to what you mentioned a moment ago, in Kalayim, that's already a din in the Chetzai. That I hear a bit more. Because of that Gemara in Chulin that you refer to, called Shati Afti Lecha, but Bikurim, how does that exactly, that also fits into this? Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's a Gabra, but
what?
It's both. But it categorizes it as Kli Baretz. We did this Mahalakatosos because it's a Chetzah to the.
Okay. We're compelled to say what Rabbi Yazgir said. I think we have no choice. I want to add something here. Look back in the Rambam on page number 3 again. When the Rambam said over here, I want to compare now three Rambams, if you don't mind. One Betumas HaMaisis, that's the one we just saw, in Halacha Aleph. Betumas HaMaisis, in the Nogi Min HaTorah, Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael. So that's a Daraisa, it applies in Eretz Yisrael. And then he has two levels of Rabbanon, in Aratzah Sasmuchas Eretz Yisrael, Aratza Svivos Eretz Yisrael, that's the Lashon here. Now look next in Bikurim. So Bikurim is in the next page, which is on page number 4. Look at the way he expresses it here. In Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, here he writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lavi Bikurim the Mikdash. That's the Pashin Kisavo, to bring Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. We're in Anogim, Ela B'fnei Abayis, Eretz Yisrael, Bilvat, Shenema, Reishit Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis HaShem Elokecha. Okay, now take a look in this, what you mentioned a moment ago, in Perek Gimel, page number 5. Look in page 5, the Rambam has, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. I didn't circle it, but we can just read, let's read the these halachas here, but specifically Halacha Gimel. Namely, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, page number 5. The Rambam says, what's the din of the Kohen she'ochal bikurim chutz Yerushalayim? Me'acha she'nichnesu, we're talking about, you know what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that you have to bring the bikurim. B'lakachta merishis is called pri adam ashatav miyartzicha. Asher Hashem alokach nosin loch v'samto batena. He put it in the basket. V'alachta l'amokim ashiyach Hashem alokach l'shaken shmo shom. Uvasi l'akoyin ashiyah b'yom mahem. V'amarti elav yigarti yom Hashem alokach. Ki vasi l'arz ashinish v'Hashem alosin losa sonu. Now b'lakach alokoyin atena miyadecha v'inicho in the azara l'fnei mizbach Hashem alokach. That's what the Kohen does. He takes the fruit of the farmer and puts it in the Azor, the Bishamigdash. And then, Vionisa Vamarta, that whole Pasha. I think I commented, my Rebbe, I heard from my Rebbe, Hagoyin of Tzidok and Atapsky Zatzal, many years ago. He asked the Kasha and that Pasha, which is Ariyom Azeh, resonates with me. Vionisa Vamarta. We don't understand the language Vionisa Vamarta. Vionisa is, you respond to a question. There is no question that's been posed. I told him in my silliness, he was my Rebbe in 1967, in my silliness, Yatam Rav Soloveitchik, I wrote about him in the Sefer I just put out. So I told him that Jews respond to whatever, even to statements, even if there's no question asked. He almost, that was almost the end of me in his shiur. What am I, silly? You know, a young man says silly things. So I still say silly things even though I'm not so young anymore. What? So he showed me on the spot. Rashi says, V'anisa L'shein HaRamas Kol, famous Rashi. So right away, what does he tell me? This Rashi is a reference to the din of Shomer Ka'ina. That whenever there's Aloch of Kol Ram, there's no Aloch of Shomer Ka'ina. He quoted me a Gon in 1967. The Gon in the first Mishnah in Brachas, Emasai Koren Hashma V'Arvin. The Gon quotes Yerushalmi, the Gon in Perusha in Brachas. That Yerushalmi says, quoted by the Ram, that in three areas there's no Shomer Ka'ina. Tfilah, Bichas Hamazon, and the third area, Tfilah, Bichas Hamazon, and what's the third area?
Bichas
Kohen. No, Bichas Kohen is the discussion between Chazon Ish and Netziv. That's not mentioned in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi mentions three items. One, Bichas Hamazon, it says, V'yachalta v'savata v'achta. Emasai Korin. In fact, Yerushalmi, why Loshen Rabin? Korin. She said, Emasai Korin. Kriyash Ma'azachev is Gabra. What's Emasai Korin, Hashma B'Yarvin? So the guy in Yishnei Saliyo quotes this Yerushalmi, quoted by the Ran, that in three areas there's no Shomer Ka'ina. One of them is Kriyashma, is the third one, of course. I'm talking about Kriyashma. Why Kriyashma? Because Kol Echad Tzorach L'Kabbal Amach Shomayim Ba'atzma. Each one's got to do his own Kabbalah Amach Shomayim. I can't do it for you. Last night I said a Tshuva Drasha in someone's home on the other side, because he had Shalshim for his mother. So I discussed Tvei Dinim in Vidu. Everything is Tvei Dinim, as you know. Anyway, Tvei Dinim in Vidu, this is the Yisod of Rav Soloveitchik. He said this year in Tavshin Chav Tes, I heard it. You probably were there, Rabbi Asger. Anyway, so he said in this Tshuva Drasha, two Dinim in Vidu. One is the Vidu, which the Rambam has in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva. Vidu, which is a component, an integral part of Tshuva. It's probably the climax of the whole process of Tshuva. And then there's a second Vidu, Kohen Gadol. Says Vidu several times for himself. Then Biad Beso, and then Biad Kol Kal Yisrael, V'chi Pabado, Biad Beso, Biad Kol Kal Yisrael. So I asked this kasha to also my Rebbe Rav Kanatopsky in 1967. How in heaven's name could a Kohen Gadol say Vidu for somebody else? Vidu is a personal matter. What's going on over here? There's a Rashi in Yuma. Rashi says that, also a famous Rashi, when they're all busy bowing down and saying, Vidoy, Kirishul Yishma, Echad Vidoy Shachavero. It has to be done both in Sanua. No one should hear someone else's Vidoy. But what in heaven's name is that Vidoy going to help me? He's saying, Vidoy, how could that Vidoy help for Klal Yisrael? Of course, the answer is, and he pointed out to me what he heard from the Rav Zatzal, and then I heard a Shia from the Rav on the topic of Toshin Chavtes. But he said to me, no, you don't understand. Tzvei dinim in vidui. There's one vidui, which is vidui shel kapara, that's perek alfa chashuva, and a tzvei de vidui, which is vidui shel ritzoi, chachanandra vidui. That's perek beis of chashuva. That's what he heard from the Rav. He said he heard from the Rav in the 50s. He told me that vidui shel ritzoi, abazud de vidui, that's the vidui, vidui maisa, the Gemara in Saita calls it shevach, when the Torah has in Pashas Kisavo, that the person has to declare before Hashem, Biyarti HaKadosh Ben HaBayis, V'gam Mitzvah Tzla Levi, L'Agel HaYosem L'Amona, Chol Mitzvah Tzla Sheretz Yivisoni, Lo Avarti Mi Mitzvah Tzlecha, Belo Shachochati, that's the other difficulty, Lo Shachochati, Mi Levarechecha, Afrosh Tumas HaBayis, Rashi twice, Rashi in Chumash, and Rashi in Brochis, a Brocha, and Afrosh Tumas HaBayis, the Din Da'araiso, the Vel, Svarim Shleimim were written on that topic. But going back to the issue of Vidui, that's right, Ritzu without the Beseda, but the Ritzu notion, or he brought the second riot that Rav Kantapsky mentioned to me, was the Machogis Tanoim, Rav Elazar ben Yankin, the Ram Pasen, Rav Elazar ben Yankin. Namely, a person who did tshuva and is not a recidivist, must I revisit those Chatoim every Yom Kippur? So Rav Elazar ben Yankin paskins, yes. The Chatosi, the Chatoi, and the Eidab Shodi, Leg Ditomin, which is Tilan Amin Beis, that's the Mizmah of the Gom that we say on Yom Kippur. That's the Shir Shoyim, according to the Goy. So what is going on here? Eschatoi pshoya niyeda pshoi negdi tomi chatosi negdi tomi David HaMelech with Bathsheba. What's going on here? Well, I didn't repeat the chet. Why should I have to nocham al sevi doy? Chabazun dalochin vidoy vidu shomitzoy to get close to Hashem is barach. Basically, it's a vidoy of shevach. That's what the Rav said. Rabbi Yazgir, you heard this 20 times, I'm sure, but I heard it from Kanatovsky in I'm not joking in the '60s that he said. That the Rav said that in Poland they said vidui as mitcheren, mitchechsin. They were crying, they were in tears. Comes to Berlin. And in Berlin they're marching triumphantly, saying, so the Rav, for the life of him, he thought they were off the deep end. But he said there are two masorot that are the only true authentic masorot, Taimanim and Germans, and the Ekins, Balayatesis. And the Mele, they have to know what they're doing. So he said, Tzeidinim mit vidui. Namely, and here's how he translated one of his Truvid Rashes, where he spoke in Yiddish, but he used the English. One vidui is Paragalf, to confess. What's the other vidui? To confide. That's how the Rav translated the vidui. To confide in Hashem Yisbarach. To take him as your Reya. Rashi calls it Chumash in Bamidba. Tuas Melech Bo, Reuso Shakodit Bochu. He becomes your friend, your Reya, your Chover. That's the whole idea. To show how much you love Hashem and to show the connection that you have with Hashem is Barak. Okay, we're off the topic. Anyway, but it's just the point, the Vidui Shal Ritzui, that's the second Vidui of the Kohanim, that's a Bazunda Alochin Vidui, not a Vidui Shal Tshuva, but a Vidui Shal Ritzui. Okay, I'm going back over here again. So now the issue was in page 5. Bikurim, correct? If I eat the Kohen Yushalayim, eats Bikurim before it's put into the Azorah. So the Rambam Paskins, Lokim and Atorah. I didn't read the entire Rambam, you can see it over here. You see what I'm reading? Halacha Gimel. I'm reading the last 4 lines of the Rambam. V'chein im ochlon ha-koyim b'yushalayim kodim ha-nocha ba'azor lo'ikim et ha-torek v'yushu ochlon b'chutz l'fi she'im tunim ha-nocha ba'azor sh'nema v'yinachto l'vnei Hashem elokecha l'vnei mizbach Hashem elokecha. So if you ate them before the halacha, so what do you see?
What about a zar?
One second. So, okay, but say there, but you see that ha-nocha is ma'akim v'bikurim. The Anoch and the Azora, that's a Gemara in Makis, if I'm not mistaken. It's Ma'akim v'Bikurim. So the question is, why does the Ram need a Pasuk? Here the Ram quotes a Pasuk, Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecha. What does he need a Pasuk for? That ain't Bikurim, Ela B'Migdosh. We today don't long have the Azora, and we no longer have a Mizbeach, and Hanoch is Ma'akim v'Bikurim. So what exactly is going on over here? I mean, it could be the Pasuk, maybe comes to teach you. I'm asking on the Pasuk of Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecha. What does that pasuk come to teach you? Maybe the pasuk come to teach you that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah bikurim without migdash. You might have thought somehow you could separate the mitzvah bikurim from migdash. No, you can't separate the two. There's a tesefta, I believe, like that. That the tesefta says, I don't recall, I think it's in shkolim. Kolzman sheish lo bayis, yesh lo bikurim. En lecha bayis, en lecha bikurim. You need a beis hamigdash in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of bikurim. But the reason that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of putting it on the azara, but I'm seeing there are lashon ramim here. It's much better. You need a special zeh sakosin. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, there's a question, for example. I think Tyson talks about this in Tamura. You all maybe only Rabbi Dr. Muzenkis here is into all these mesechtes. There's a Tyson in Tamura somewhere that he has an understanding. Let's say if I did, yeah, that's the case. If I did the Hanocha in the Azara, Bishnei Abayit, when the Abayit, the Beis Hamikdash was still extant. And then the Beis Hamikdash is Chorev. So now, can I eat those Bikurim? I think he says, Osul Ochla. Okay, you have to look it up. What? Hilchas of Meshicha, right, right.
What about the Shiloh? Is there Kelayim and Shiloh?
Okay, also the same, Tzvei Dinim and Shiloh, what exactly its status was regarding certain things. I mean, during, you're talking about B'Shas Yisra Abamos already, obviously, where the Mishkan Shiloh was extant. No, that didn't have a Mishkan. No, but I, what? Who to the coin? Abi Shaddai Los Vadalem, correct. It's a matir, correct.
So that's it. Based upon that, once you have the matir,
so then, okay, good. Good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. I mean, I'll just mention something else since you reminded me of something else. You know, in Truma, that is a machlokes of Rabban Ramban, are the two separate mitzvahs. Is there a mitzvah of Hafrosha? And over and above that, a mitzvah of Nesina. That's the question. Because the Chura, one item is not totally on the other. It means it's possible. Let's say if a koyim, let's say there's no koyim amount to give truma to, there's still a chiyuv hafrasha. There's still an obligation. But there are two separate psukim that are often quoted. The mati, okay, a mitzvah, correct? But no, because it says reishis digoncha tireishcha vitzarecha reishis geis sonecha titano. So there's a mitzvah of the Sina, and but there's, even if there's no possibility of the Sina, there's still a chiyuv hafrasha. I think it's a machlokes Ram Ramban, one of the shorashim over there. In you know, he just told me, Rabbi Ilson, he started a kolo. So which is I've been hacking him for years. That's what he should do. Start a yeshiva again. So he told me, if you raise the money for me, I'll be glad to start a kolo. Well, thank you. I didn't plan on doing that anyway. So so he's writing at Sefer Mitzvahs already for many years. He's been writing for 15, 20 years. Sefer Mitzvahs. I said, where's the Sefer? I'm ready. I'm looking for the same. So this is one of the issues he discusses there. He spoke to me about it last time I saw him, because he moved. You know, he no longer lives in Harnof. He left Harnof and he moved to Yerushalayim. I'm sure what all the reasons are. Okay, but Lo Nishkaneh, I met him at some simcha, and that's when we spoke about this Machlokes Ram Ramban. And so if I meet this, whether they are two separate, are there two separate mitzvahs, or Hafrosha and Nesina is one mitzvah. Of course, in the Egypt soul, it's two separate mitzvahs. What's the makar for Hafrosha? With the pasuk that I mentioned, Reishis, Digoncha, Tirosh, Chavitzacha, Reishis, Geis, Sonucha, Titano, that's a clear pasuk of Nesina. Where does it say a din of Hafrosha? I mean, where is it?
Tarim.
What was that?
Tarim.
Exactly. Tarim is Tumas Hashem, very clear. Yanu Karach. Chabdal Madis Kahuna. So yeah, psukim. But the question is, do you count them as two, or do you count them as one? That's the Machlokes Ram Ramban. I think he told me it was in Shoresh Yud Beis, if I'm not mistaken, that the Shoresh of the Ramban Ramban. Okay, the reason why I say all this, that even the Ramban concludes there's one mitzvah, but they're not totally Zebazel, the Chorah. I mean, can I be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Afrosha, where I'm not going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of the Sina? Is that possible? Okay, I'm saying all this because Bikurim, that's what's relevant to. So Lechur, by Bikurim, though also, I would say, there are two separate halachas. There's a din of Hafrosha's Bikurim. If you read the Psukim, that's a mashmos of Psukim. Okay, I'm sure I could be a raya from Psukim. He won't be happy with me. But it's all part of a tahlich. And then the Torah says, then so there really are two separate mitzvahs. Rashi here, we just saw it before, that the Mishnah, Rashi quotes the Mishnah Bikurim. The moment you see the Bikurim, so you tie it with a gemi, and then you go ahead, and essentially you're being mafrish. That's one. And then the Torah doesn't really describe that. The whole series of the Sukkim in the Torah is number one, say to have us on the Migdosh and Anachosim Bazara. Seems like a totally separate kind of, a separate element, a separate component of the Mitzvah Bikurim. And similar to Truma, where you have Hafrosha's Truma, and you have the Sina's Truma. So again, I'm asking.
That Hafrosha Bikurim, Rav says it's bearish, it's cooling until it gets inside the Chomus Yerushalayim.
Correct, that is correct. So that's why I'm saying to you that maybe from there you can come to a simple conclusion regarding the nature of what this process is all about.
And if he didn't tie the gumi, he could still bring Bikurim.
Okay, obviously, it's not Ma'akev. I don't think it's Ma'akev.
He doesn't have to bring that one home, he can bring many.
No, but I'm saying all this because there's a need for Gzeas HaKosev. The Rambam here quotes Gzeas HaKosev. Why is there a need for Gzeas HaKosev? Because even the mitzvah of our first Bikurim is Enon Oheges Bizman Shein Migdosh. If there's no Migdash, it's not Nog. Let me just give you another example. I don't know, I'm getting off the topic now. But in Perek Beis, Hilchos Bikurim, I think we have it here also. I saw in Halacha, no, maybe I didn't do it. In Halacha, I think it was Halacha Yates. I don't know if I did it, but maybe I did not do it. I saw a din that, let's say the parents become Tomei. So then you're not Mafrish Bikurim Betuma. You have to be Mafrish Min Hator Ala Tomei. You have to be Mafrish Bikurim when they are betahara, lechatchila. If I have no other peros, so then the Rambam says, you're not mafresh betuma, because there's a din, just like by Shvi'a, it says, alocha le'ochla, below the hefsed. There's a similar din by Bikurim, lochla lo le'ibud. You can't be mafresh la'abed. So the mitzvah of Afrosh as Bikurim is totally on the mitzvah of bringing it to the Azara, and the sin of the Kain, and the achilas of Bikurim. If I can't be mekayim these mitzvahs, I'm not mechuyev la'afresh. Maybe there's a mokum lechalek, I mean, I don't know. As they say, engaging in speculation, being speculative. I'm just saying that, and I see I don't have that Rama, that if the parents become tummy, since they're not roi, mitzad atzman, there's no chiyuv v'afrosha, mashen kein, if they don't have an azara, or a mizbeach, so perhaps that situation is the parents themselves are really roi, but they just don't have the wherewithal to do it, it's a chsaron tzadi. In fact, they don't have an azara, mizbeach. Okay, maybe I can be chayiv and afrosha bikurim, even though before all, I can't bring the Bikurim, similar to Trumas and Maises, Amachuyim and Afrasha, even if there's no Mitzvah Sesina. I'm just trying to compare the two areas. And that's where there's a need for a limud to be mamayed, that even the Mitzvah Afrasha Bikurim is only knowing Bifnei Abayis. I mean, the truth of the matter is that Bikurim, the Gemara says, is considered to be not Kochi Agvul. It's not the same as Trumas, it's Kochi Amigdash. And the Rambam actually has, in, I don't know if I did this also, in Perek Gimel, did I include that halacha in Perek Gimel, halacha Aleph? The one that, I didn't read this. But look at the Rambam Perek Gimel halacha Aleph. Here he writes on page 5. Here he says, "Habikurim nosim osam anshe mishmar, ve'mechalkim osam benem kikotchei amigdash, ukvar b'yam shem kurim truma, ulufikar zar shocha bikurim b'chol makom chay misbeis shemaim, hu sheyochlam me'ach shenichnis l'chomas Yerushalayim." What you mentioned has to come first into Yerushalayim. And then a czar would be obligated if he ate them. The Rambam says also here now, okay, I just want to really come back to our issue, which is I want to make a comment again on page number 4, or page number 3, I think it was. Go back to that for a second. And we spoke about the Rambam has 3 different levels of chiyuv. One is the Daraisa level, Eretz Yisrael. Then the Rambam has Aratzas Hasmuchas Eretz Yisrael. He says, what's that called? Eretz Shinar. Which is Eretz Shinar today?
Syria.
I thought so. Is that?
It's big enough.
Okay, and then he speaks of Eretz Amun Umoav, Eretz Mitzrayim, Svivos Eretz Yisrael. He has 3
Jordan
different... Correct, exactly. He has 3 different areas. So, this is a Mishnayis, Masechas Yadayim, if I'm not mistaken. I think they bring... The Mishnayos and Maseches Yadayim, the Mefarshim over here, yes, they do. And I mean, these 2 separate dakonas. But what about Shar Chutz Laretz? The rest of Chutz Laretz, the Chiyuv and Trumas Mayis is only the Rabbanan. It's not
the issue is where Klal is found. No,
yeah, that's what he says here. His lashon, he writes here, the lashon is Rov Yisrael Holchim B'Shavim Sham, Syria, back and forth. And unfortunately, Mitzrayim seems to be the same kind of traffic that goes to Mitzrayim today. People are into in Sinai. People are very into that. There are people in this shul who ask me about going to Sinai. I don't.
Mitzrayim, that's much easier.
What?
Sinai is not part of Mitzrayim.
Not part of
Mitzrayim.
That's correct. I mean, who owns it legally?
Egypt
owns it.
But the other side of the Yam Suf.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm only. All this is basically because you see from that Shar Chutz Aretz, there's no Chiyuv Trumas Maisis even the Rabbonim. But if you look here in the Taisis on Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, if you have the Gemara Kedushin, see this Taisis on the bottom of the page, Kol Mitzvah. There's Rabbi Netama Zeshita. I don't know if you had a chance to look at this Taisis. It's a pretty lengthy Taisis. But here, Rabbi Netam has a shita la alocha. Tosfos quotes it that the chatchila chazal u mechayev trumas u maisis in the entire Chutzaretz. The only reason why they were Mavatel, the din of Tumas and Maisa is the Chutzaretz, is Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. Do you see? It's about 8 lines in the Tosfos. He's talking about first the Gzera of Chala, and then he goes on to say that He says here the following. He says the Tosfos, the Ramas called mitzvah atuya baharetz, about 9 lines into the Tosfos. I don't know. That's very, very nuanced distinction. But the Gabi Afrosha's Chala, so here also, I actually Xeroxed this as well. The Rambam Perakechos Bikurin, this is something I do have here, on page number 6, Perakei Halacha Ches. So here, the Gabi Afrosha's Chala, Ram mentions in Halacha Zayin, Mafishin Chala B'chutzarot Midrabonim, Divrei Seifim, Lo Yishol Tishtak HaTzarot Chala Miyisrael, and he says, Ve'im Leviim Chala S'chutzarot S'la'oretz, Shem Shem Leviim Tumah Mikurim Misham, Im Hevi, Manich Ad Erev HaPesach, Yisrael Tumah. I remember last year, in the Shemitah year, you know, there's an issue of taking, I don't know if you send, your children send Esrogim to Chutzarot, which is awesome. A Mishnah in Shvius.
You're wondering why it's
what? So, I was told by my chaverim and my talmidim chutzars, there are plenty of shemitah esrogim chutzars. They're all over the place. And matter of fact, so they obviously send them. I'm not sure what the heter is to do that. So he has very good children. They're very medaktik in halacha. So I'm just saying that. Okay. I don't know which people you hang out with. Okay. That's not what I understood is what's happening. Okay. But I'm saying the Gabi Afrosh Eschala, I just wanted to make one comment here. I don't know if this is an Halacha Hey. Halacha Ches, I think it was. I underlined Hey, but I'm talking about Halacha Ches. Chesi tells you shlosh dinim lechala b'shlosh sharotzas. This needs a lot more attention. You see that when reading Halacha Ches. I just wanted to end with this. Kol haaretz shechziku ba'odi bavel akziv mafishim b'chala achas kashir v'hinechel zekonim. Shareitz v'sor shechziku ba'odi mitzvayim v'odi bavel shim akziv yad amona mafishim b'shtei chalos achas nesvem achas necheles. Umneima mafishim b'shtei chalos nesha'achala v'shoyna t'meya. Shareitz v'skatcho saharetz me'ezah. Dusha Rishayna, Rabbi said, Mishigol was Batal, all of the Eretz Yisrael, Mafishim Bachala, Echa Mi'abo, Mishman, and Vesav Rosa, Mafishim Chala Shnia, and Esau the Kohen Lachla, Kdesh Eliyom, Mutuma Tahir, and the Shrebbe, Shrebbe, and the Shrebbe, Rabbi Shayna, Abish Lid, Matuma Yadu Lako. Okay, so I'm just, and he goes, he's telling you here that the Takona of Chala was in all of Chutzaretz. So this is what I didn't understand. Why Tumas from Isis, Rabbi says, only Arat Sasmuchos, Arat Sasvivos, and here in Chala, wow, the Rambam is mashma. He says here, me'amono b'lachutz, bein b'suria b'mishar, rosas mafish, yishtei chalos, kidei shol tishtak ha'toras chala m'yisrael. Why is there such a distinction? It's in Tumas of Isis that the Rambam has delineated, arat sasmuchos, arat sasvivos, and dafka over here by Chala, he expands it to all chutzarets. Why is there a distinction? Unless you assume, that's what Tosfos here in Kedushin says. See, back in Tosfos in Kedushin, on the Rambam Beis, that there were gozer al chala more than tumas and maisis. Why? Tosfos says, and look at the following svara in Tosfos, and this is a lomdash kind of svara that Tosfos here quotes. I'm reading the Tosfos line number 6 in Tosfos. And when the, line number 5 going on to 6, I'll call mitzvah to your bar. It's in the middle of the line. Vainu taima the gozwal al chala b'chol makum tchem etrumus from Isis. Fisha chala dome yoseh l'cheves aguf. This is another one of these briskest svaros. He said that chala is likened to what? To cheves aguf. Sha'ari achiyah b'ay de gilgul isa. Sha'adam oiseh. What's the mechayev of chala? Lisha, gilgul. That's the pasuk. Reishis avisol seichem, chala tarimu sruma. Kesuma as geiren, kein tarimu oisa, the pashin shlach. So since Gilgul is the mechayev, Lisha is the mechayev, hilkul dinu sheyino b'chol mokam avil b'chutzaretz. Abo trumu maisa, einon mutolos el amish yesh lo karka. V'domi tvei l'chay vasa oretz. You hear this?
Lisha v'eilach.
What was that?
Elisha
Veilach, Nachum.
Rav Parnas said, is domestic versus commercial. So the domestic thing is more.
That's the pshat.
That's the pshat.
Elisha Veilach.
No, it's the field versus the kitchen.
The field.
That's what I would say. Exactly. What Rabbi Yaska said. The field. All right. That's what you're saying. What you call commercial.
The domestic meaning in the home.
The home.
Done okay, by everybody in Schala and by the farmer when I get some, so who knows where.
You take something Lomdish and make it Balabatish. Okay. okay, if you say that. Good, but I'm just saying, the Taisa said the Chiv of Chala is totally on Gilgal of Eretz Yisrael. We Paskin, let's say, Paris Eretz Yisrael, that when this Galgal of Chutzaretz, he also talks about here the Rambam, a Potter from Chalam and HaTorah, Paris of Chutzaretz, and this Galgal of Eretz, a Chayim and Chalam and HaTorah, Masha Enkin, again. Terumah Semaisis, the other Rambam says, here also we have it in Parak Aleph, I don't know if we have the entire Rambam. There he said, Paris Chutzaretz, Shenigma of Lachdim Eretz Yisrael, only Chayim and Rabbanim. Again, because the Mechayim of Terumah Semaisis is Paris Eretz Yisrael. Paris that grew in Chutzaretz, there's no Mechayim. But in Chalam, what is the Mechayim test? It says the Gilgal, the act of Lisha. That's the Mechayim. Oh, yeah, Rech Shavu Soseichen, Chalot Torimu Truma, Kisruma Zgerin Ken Torimu also. And therefore, Exas HaKosev, Dafka, Gilgal, Isa, Beretz Yisrael is Mechayim. And therefore, even Paris Chutzaretz, and Zgalgal, Beretz Yisrael, Chayim and Chalam, and Atarba, the Chiv of Chalam is Dome the Cheves Aguf. What we said at the beginning of the Shia, that's what I wanted to show you. This Tesis, a similar kind of Svara that Tesis suggests. That's a Cheves Aguf. And that's what the Rashba said. The Rashba here in this Tesis here in Bayal.
The power of Eretz Yisrael, buy from an Israeli supermarket, do the Gilgal and Chutzar, and there's no Chalam.
That's right. That's correct. It's Mishnayis, correct? Mishnayis and Chalam, say like that, to Rabbi Fureshe. And also, again, the point is that it's not enough that the mitzvah was said by Giduli Karka, but it has to be a chalais and the etzim achefza. That's what the apparently. And so you see, this svara that the Rashba has in Pei Aleph and Taisi and Kedushin on the base of a very similar kind of nature. Okay, I was going to start up with you with the Abchayim, but I think to say the Shekach. Mark Sima Tevet to everyone.
If you forget the makash challah before Shabbos, in Chutz Laaretz, ochel umafrish.
That's right. Here, as you saw.
No. Yeah. So, but if you hold, that's if you hold it the oraisa for sure. But if you hold, the Rama says the challah is mid rabbanon now also. So, what the ma'isa? What should the person?
What's that? This is yours.
Yeah. So the ma'isa should the person. Act like it's Chutz La'aretz, or it's still Osir?
Yeah.
Still Osir, right? I thought so.
He
says you're not allowed to be Mamzer, right?
Thank you.